This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Takedown of America doesn't appear to be slowing down. Quite the contrary, nearly 200,000 small businesses have closed, 60% of them permanently.
Yelp is publishing some worrying data here that shows a 23% increase since mid-July in the number of businesses on Yelp that have permanently closed. According to the company, permanent closures are reaching 97,966 plus 98,000 here, representing about 60% of closed businesses that won't be reopening.
City sheriff's deputies came to the bar performing surveillance after they received reports that Max Public House was reopening after it was ordered closed. Now, a deputy tried to arrest Presti right here at the scene. It was at that moment where the deputy was clipped by his car, forced to cling to the hood. Presti was apprehended about 100 yards down the street and was taken to the 122 precinct here on Staten Island. But earlier in the night, he spoke with us about why he's remaining open.
You know, this isn't this same act of defiance and we're just going rogue. This is to bring awareness and say we're struggling. And a lot of people in all these businesses, we've lost a lot.
Are we open today?
Absolutely.
I believe you have already been given a warning about being open, not being open.
This is an order from the mayor, or from the governor through the mayor, that he is considered non-essential, should not be open, and if we
followed up with the mayor,
we keep coming back and we see him open, he's going to get another ticket, and also he runs the risk of getting his business license revoked by the city.
Yeah.
And he won't be able to open at all.
It's criminal?
Yes, it's class 3 misdemeanor.
Why?
I don't know. I don't make the law.
Now the globalists are chomping at the bit to stick the needle in, boosting profits and the interest of their big pharma cohorts.
As soon as she walked out, I thought, oh, she's sick, but like sick in a good way.
Do you mind putting your mask back on? Do you mind putting your mask back on?
Several companies race to get a vaccine approved, but early trials show you may need to prepare for side effects. Liza Lucas joins us from the bridge. And Liza, these side effects are expected to be mild, but could really impact your daily life.
Yes, it depends on how you react and how you take that feeling of feeling crummy, because that is what the early data is suggesting, that several of these vaccines may make you feel crummy for a couple of days, and then you got to go and get that second dose.
But if the frontline workers experience adverse side effects or worse, the only possible solution would be a full-blown takeover by the United Nations World Health Organization oversight of the CDC-guided federal government that is already toying with COVID camps. As the CDC website explains, the shielding approach aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases by limiting contact between individuals at higher risk of developing severe disease and the general population. High-risk individuals would be temporarily relocated to safe or green zones established at the household, neighborhood, camp sector, or community level. They would have minimal contact with family members and other low-risk residents. Older population groups make up a small percentage of the total population. For this reason, the shielding approach suggests physically separating high-risk individuals from the general population to prioritize the use of the limited available resources and avoid implementing long-term containment measures among the general population. Meanwhile, we face a vaccine rollout as autism cases rise exponentially every year, as Psychology Today reported. At the start of the millennium, the rate of ASD reported by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, starting in 2004, there has been an increase announced every 2 years. One in 125 in 2004, one in 110 in 2006, one in 88 in 2008, one in 68 in 2010 and 2012, one in 59 in 2014. In 2020, the rate stands now now at 1 in 54, with boys four times more likely to succumb to autism. The pain and suffering and sheer damage of the COVID vaccinations could turn out to be the greatest federal government failure in human history. But this, of course, is how the globalists kill us all off.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important. I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, over 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump said he made his most important speech of his presidency last week, and I agree with him. But subsequent speeches are going to be even more important as he decides to fight the gaslighting, the media fraud, the scam that the system has put in place, telling us that Joe Biden is the president and that we can't challenge that, though Joe Biden said that he was going to be challenging the election because he believed he was going to lose and he was going to wait until it got certified by the electors, and that even then he would try to stop the inauguration of Trump on the 20th. And Matthew McConaughey has come out, we'll play the clip later in the hour, on Russell Brand's podcast, and said, you know, that's really hypocritical for them to act like it's crazy that the Trump people are challenging this. That's all the Democrats did 4 years ago and for the next 3 years, saying he was a Russian agent. And that it's so incredibly condescending. Exactly. They think we have no memory. Plus, they said Trump was a Russian agent and there was Russian collusion. None of that was ever found. But in the case of fraud in this election and Chinese connections, you can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit corruption and Chi-Com involvement. Now, let me just up front tell you what we're covering. It'll take this segment to tell you what's coming up, and I'm getting chills right now. Because this is the most important broadcast I've ever done. And tomorrow will be even more important. And then the next even more important. Because the quickening, wow, that's super chill. The quickening is here. We are at an incredible point in history. And Revelation and all of that unfolding, I believe, is only a decade or so away. But this is the beast system, the world government, preparing us with calamities to come to accepting this evil world government anti-human system, which you don't have to read out of the Bible. You can see it in the news and what they're pushing against us. So let me give you the ultra-massive news that I will detail in the next segment. This will be the first news we hit, but just let me give you the headlines now. Alito moves up deadline for Supreme Court briefing in Pennsylvania case, bringing within safe harbor window to intervene. Remember 3 weeks ago, they moved Supreme Court justices around to put the conservative ones over the five battleground states, unprecedented, so that they would immediately be able to swoop in and accelerate Trump's appeals. Wouldn't do that if they hadn't seen evidence of fraud. Wouldn't do that if they weren't planning to say, no, Biden, you're not the president. Did it again. Now, you talk about edge of my seat. Woo! Sorry. I've been preparing for a day for this broadcast. Every one of these articles I've either looked at or read the whole damn thing. You wait till I get to what I've got in the COVID stack. It's all just isn't crazy. They admit it sterilizes women in the damn medical reports. And they admit it doesn't even protect you. I've got all that right here in the stack. So let me go through these headlines for you right now. Alito moves up deadline for Supreme Court briefing in Pennsylvania case, bringing within safe harbor window to intervene. But wait, it gets even crazier. Pelosi, for the first time since the mid-1980s, the Democrats have filed an emergency injunction announcing they plan under civil rights to overturn the 15 Republican wins in the House that bring them within two or three seats of getting the House. Wow. Wow. So they're saying that their election that isn't even certified is legitimate, but they're going after House races Republicans won and saying they're going to reverse them. Whoa. And again, this is barely even making the news. Pelosi wants her House election losses overturned by the Perkins COE in New York, Iowa, and other areas. I mean, folks, they get Biden in, they're going to pack the court. They are in an insane asylum move right now. I mean, this is just bum rush, zombie attack. It's insane. Now, sorry, I'm already kind of getting to it, but let me just tell you. Alito moves up deadline for Supreme Court briefing in Pennsylvania case, bringing within safe harbor window to intervene. Dershowitz says Supreme Court may rule to let legislators pick alternate electors. Yep, that's where it's going. Told you that on the day before the election. I said that's where it's going. AG Barr may resign before the year end. That's good news. Let's get some money in there hardcore. We need a war conciliary. Breaking huge major national security issues identified related to China's connection to Dominion voting machines, where special software was brought in by Dominion attached to it illegally from China. I won't be able to be interviewed. I need an attorney. Georgia's Ruby Friedman lawyers up, and it turns out they found out who was in command and who told the news that it was a water main that broke. Ralph Jones. Ralph Jones was the field marshal. This is bigger than me. Georgia's Ruby Friedman lawyers up, cancels interviews. Bigger than me. Huge. We caught them. Criminal conspiracy revealed. A third suspect in Georgia's suitcase scandal is also the same man who spread the lies that the water main broke in the State Farm Center, says GatewayPundit.com. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this long and hard. You have them saying it's closed. The counting stopped. They kick everyone out. Then they all run in there like busy beavers, like chickens with their heads cut off, cramming these special suitcase ballots in. It all spikes on that exact hour up for Biden. Triple whatever else had been in there that day, or more than triple, just insane. And then it's the dude doing it who said the water main broke when it didn't. And it turns out, I'm sorry, I hadn't told you that yet. Oh, we'll tell you all next segment. Turns out he's the head of the Democratic Party and a whole sector, and is the main spokesperson for one of the Democrat Senate candidates, Warnock. And, of course, Stacey Abrams. Wow. Wow. Might as well just have Hillary Clinton in there saying the water main broke. I mean, we have them so damn open and shut. Oh, but the FBI won't do a thing because the globalists packed it. They've been packing it since Bush Sr. And Trump never got control of it. And now the Democrats can do anything. 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 Or at least they think. There's a whole lot of dirt getting ready to come out on all these people. Breaking! Third suspect from State Farm Center suitcase scandal identified as Ralph Jones Sr. Woo! Top Democrat. Woo! WikiLeaks email reveals Dominion's ties to John Podesta, Hillary Clinton campaign. Oh. Agents raid home in Maricopa County in voter data theft investigation. Confiscate 8 hard drives, 13 computers, and a bag of USB sticks. Oh, Gateway Pundit. So at least we got some local governments doing something. Yeah, folks, move against the globalist. Domino's, Wisconsin, is next state to announce public hearings in election following PAZMINGA. Breaking, expert identifies 200,000 votes hijacked from Trump to Biden in Georgia at the precinct level. Deep state threat, Governor Kemp's daughter's boyfriend killed in fiery explosion wreck last night. Trump reportedly mulling skipping Biden inauguration to stage grand finale exit opposition rally. That should not happen. Georgia Dems off Warnock campaign with anti-Semite compared Jews to termites. DOJ notified a Pakistani link to Nevada's election email system. Yep. Oh, but it gets more delicious. George Soros appoints chair of Smartmatic parent company to lead Open Society Foundations. And they've been heavily involved in scams and fraud. And, of course, they're heavily involved with Dominion, Soros is. But, oh, CNN fact-checked it and said that Hitler has nothing to do with the Nazis either. And that foxes don't have red fur. And it continues, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I haven't even scratched the surface of it all. But Pelosi says the elections in the House were illegitimate, and they're going to use a bizarre law where they could overturn elections and give it to Democrats. Oh, but Trump, with all the red-handed evidence, oh, it's preposterous, it's insane, it's crazy. Folks, Trump has a good chance of beating these monsters, but it's up to us.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information war. The enemy, the multinational corporations, allied with the Chi-Coms, are working around the clock to try to suppress information in our communications so they can gaslight us and steal our entire future. If they're able to hustle their Soros Chi-Com robot into the White House, they are going to never take their boot off of our neck again, and we will have to go down the road of secession and some type of political, cultural non-compliance, mass civil disobedience. They will then get violent, and we will go into a physical civil war, which is the last thing I want and which I have worked tirelessly against, because I understand the false flags and stuff they're going to pull, and that the public's very weak-minded these days, and it's going to be beyond a you-know-what show. It begins with S, H, and dash T. So we're here. But let me give you the really good news, and I'll get into the bad news next segment and what we're facing and the fact that it's all official now. The lockdown's never going to end. And once they've got the resources taken away from you, they're going to make you take all their vaccines and send your children for transgender and anti-white, anti-American training. It's all being announced. That's why they want you on welfare. That's why they want control of you. So you can be a disadvantaged group they're going to take care of like they do the black people. They take real good care of them, let me tell you. And that's who gets the vaccine first is Africans. Oh, in Africa and in America. Oh, Bill Gates loves you. And then we have all the proof here that the mRNA vaccine, sure as hell, we knew it would happen. Top scientist to come out, head of the European Union's own medical commission, Wolfgang Wudarg, the top doctor. And guess what he said? Guess what he said? Oh, it just so happens that it looks like it attacks the placenta. That's right. It makes your cells produce a protein to have an autoimmune response. And, oh, guess what it hits? It hits the placenta. That's where when the egg and the sperm meet and they start replicating, at a certain point it becomes a zygote. And then the zygote goes down into the lining of the uterus. That it looks like blood, but under a microscope it's not. It's basically fertilizer the woman produces for the baby to have nutrients, to get enough nutrient off of that first level, that first meal of those cells it's able to absorb, to then start programming the wall of the uterus to send in blood vessels. And then once the little sweetie cake attaches itself in there, the leftists call it a parasite. They call themselves a parasite. Guess the way they are, but not the baby. They're projecting themselves onto the child. And then it begins to get the nutrients. But sorry, baby attaches, and then proteins are attacked by the antibodies, and baby's cut off like an astronaut with an air hose out in space. You're just like, clip, bye-bye, 2001 Space Odyssey. Like, let's show 2001 Space Odyssey, the astronaut being killed. Let's show HAL 9000 goes, oh, you don't need that, do you? Oh, liberal. So, and it's like, oh, it's for black people. Oh, I'm sorry. I already said I'd get to that next segment, didn't I? Oh, boy. Well, Jones, you're a hypocrite. You don't want open borders with Africa. And, you know, there are a lot of Africans. Yeah. Doesn't mean I want to kill them all. I want to build up their countries and industrialize it and treat them like I want to be treated, because that's how God works. And if you start treating people like trash, it comes back on you. And I care about those people. Not because I'm a bleeding heart, because I have a connection to God. Now, that's the part where they shoot the astronaut. He shoots himself out of the capsule to get in and turn the HAL 9000 off. It's the scene where the astronaut is killed in 2001 Space Odyssey. He's out there working on the ship. The computers lied to him, sent him out there. And then it uses the pod to cut his air cord and shoot him off into space. But it doesn't matter. I've already described it. Now, let me just say this. Let's do it this way. I'm going to start over now. And when we come back, a little distracted with the mass sterilization program that's just lovingly rolled out. But don't worry. White people will get your sterilization, too. And like Bill Gates said, it might take 5 shots for the protein to work, but you're going to be sterile. Oh, guess what? They have a lot of different vaccines they give other animals to make them sterile, and it's the same program. It's a virus that programs the cells to then either attack or produce a protein. And we'll be going over all the medical literature for you coming up last segment of this hour. You know, you might want to know what it's really meant to do. And I've got all the UN admissions. See this? I actually read this. In the last week, went over all this. I actually read the medical papers. I spent 15 hours this weekend reading over 20 medical papers at home and in that office right over there. So when I tell you this stuff, I called up medical doctors and genetic engineers and scientists asking what the hell all this is. And they said, no, Jones, you've got, that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. So, but it's not like I've come to these conclusions. We have the head of the European Union Advisory Medical Commission saying this. Saying this is Nuremberg Nazi-level stuff, boys. What the hell are you up to? Oh, but be a hero. Wear your COVID mask. That's right. Well, this is a shorter segment, longer segment coming up. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get into the big Supreme Court and election news and tell you what's going down and how we can defeat these guys. But here's what's going to happen. If he doesn't get a good attorney general in, and if we don't start arresting these Chi-Com globalists for their espionage, their takeover, they believe through corporate fraud and agreements and treaties that they own this country, and that they own you. And they're not going to stop. So even if Trump gets past this fraud, there'll be another one and another one, because they never get in trouble for what they're doing. And it ties into the UN and the mRNA vaccine, all the rest of this. These people say we need to depopulate. They run UN commissions on depopulations. Those commissions put out reports calling for vaccines that target the placenta. And then they produce it and say it's for COVID-19. And they say they're coming to try to make you take it. The people doing this are real life Hitlers in the flesh, okay? I mean, the real deal. Not some dude in a sheet. You know, out on a farm somewhere, you know, who hates black people because once he went into the town and he got beat up by racist black people. I mean, let's just get down to what that is. These are real dudes that are coming after everybody. All right, I'm going to come back and get into the election stuff for you. And I'm going to break it all down on the other side. This is the last day, and it is the last day, to do promo code PATRIOT, an additional 10% off. All the discounts. If something's 30% off, get an additional 10. If it's 60, additional 10. And free shipping. Because we were doing accounting this weekend. I was also doing accounting and for year-end stuff and Christmas bonuses and things like that. Trying to figure out how much money we've got. And it's not a lot, but thank God we're still on air and still able to operate. And I was going over all of it. And I was realizing we can't do this promo code PATRIOT anymore. So people like it. You're taking advantage of it, but it makes some things lost leaders. So do your Christmas shopping now on InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. And there's free shipping. And sign up for auto ship. Your next order is 10% off. We'll be right back. InfoWarsStore.com.
Promo code PATRIOT. Promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020. We'll get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Body Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock. Everything sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For its life. We have a very greedy, hateful group of technocrat predators who are establishing a world corporate government. It's now out in the open. They're announcing world government, world IDs, world travel passports, world medical passports, official brainwashing of your children. YouTube is announcing they're going to suppress all white people's videos and communications because whites are essentially bad. And of course, it's the same big tech running death camps in China. They're just using that to turn us against each other while they engage in an attack on humanity in general. This is all divide and conquer. We're going to be breaking it all down here today, life and death information that we can and must override, we can and must defeat, and we must bring the globalist to justice. Now, let's go ahead and play a clip. And coming up next hour, I've got some more of these clips. Of President Trump in Georgia in an extremely powerful speech this weekend where he laid out that, hey, I could go play golf. I could go enjoy myself. I'm 74, 75 years old. He goes, you know, I like to hang out with my family. I like to have a good time. But he said, they stole this election, and I'm not going to let them steal it. And in a couple weeks, the media is not going to be too happy about what is about to happen. Here's part of what he had to say.
You see the money these people have raised? I mean, it's really, it's very, well, of course, I just raised $250 million, and I should say, I didn't raise it. It just, I said, how are we doing in that front? You know, because we didn't get great publicity. Boy, were they were so happy, these guys. Don't, you might not be happy in a few weeks, you know, you might not. No, they were so happy.
So what is he talking about? Well, I'm not someone that wants to produce false hope. I'm not someone telling you that Hillary and all them are secretly in Gitmo and everything's okay. But we have President Trump winning in a landslide victory, getting double, triple, or even more points of victory in those swing states than he got 4 years ago. Most of those states he won by half a point or a point. He was winning some of those at 6 points, 5 points, 4 points, 3 points when they closed those polls. And he won other states like Texas and others by even bigger margins than he did last time despite the massive, incredible fraud. But as soon as those polls closed, you know what happened. Now, that's anecdotal. Then you've got Dominion and you've got the Chinese software and you've got all the corruption. That's strong. But then you've got all the eyewitnesses and the thousands of affidavits seeing the same scams in all these states. That is powerful. That's stuff that's admissible in court. Then you get what you got in Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And now Nevada and Arizona. I'm getting chills again. And I mean, we're closing the water main break at 1 a.m. Everybody out. They pull the suitcases out, look around, start cramming them as fast, working three times faster for hours, and all of a sudden there's a giant spike and Biden wins. It happened in a bunch of counties. And now we're getting footage of multiple counties, not just Atlanta. And then the guy running it's the one that said the water main broke, and it turns out he's a top Democrat operative. It's the same spike. It's the same thing in every one of the states. My God, they almost did it at the same time. But when they weren't able to get it stuffed that night, they kept the polls open. They kept the counting going for another 4 or 5 days, so they declared him the winner on Saturday. Who declared him the winner? Not the Congress, not the electors, not the states, not the voters, but the MSM. And remember Chris Wallace, and another shill on Fox, the first debate with Trump and Biden. He's like, will you agree, Mr. President, to not declare yourself the victor until the Electoral College has voted and you are the president-elect? And he said, well, no, I won't do that. They say they're going to contest it no matter what. If I see fraud, I'm going to talk about it. And Joe Biden goes, I will. I won't say it until the Electoral College on January 6th. I mean, we've got the damn tape. And he did a bunch of interviews saying the same thing. That's outrageous. I'll wait till it's certified by the Electoral College. Now they hope you just forget all that and go, he is the president-elect. And then Chris Wallace has Trump administration officials on his Sunday show with no viewers on Fox to look at them. I mean, I'm not going to bore you with his condescending voice. Would you like to hear it? We play the clip. He's like, you listen here. He's not Vice President Biden. He is the president. Say he's the president. The president-elect. Say it. And the Trump secretaries that happened to that were on there like, nope, not going to do it. Wow. I mean, the level of fraud there, the level of chicanery, Mr. President, will you promise that you will not declare yourself the victor until the Electoral College is voted? No, I won't, because you guys are engaged in a bunch of fraud. Wow. So let me get into the good news here. I already mentioned this, but it's big. And I don't think the Supreme Court would just toy with the president like this. No, they've got major evidence. And they've got all the evidence of fraud coming out and all these witnesses and the video of it. And it's not just in Georgia, but you have them kicking all the poll watchers out and putting up brown paper boxes so you can't look in. I mean, imagine if you took your kids to a daycare and they said, you can't come back here and look at the daycare or see what food we feed them or look what's happening. We're going to peck. Don't try to look in the window. We're putting cardboard up. You'd call the police. You'd say something's going on in there. They're hiding it. They got brown cardboard up. But when it's your voting, it's a good thing. Oh, you want to look at what we're doing in Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania? Oh, you can't do that. Oh, and they just caught him in Wisconsin illegally. She ordered him a few days after their Secretary of State to erase all the computers and all the thumb drives and all the evidence because they couldn't get rid of that evidence fast enough, baby. And all that, bare minimum, the Supreme Court could rule that this election was fraudulent and here's where it was all violated. You can't make law via agreements with Democrat Party lawyers. Governors can't make law. It's legislatures. And the Supreme Court can rule it unconstitutional and order a new election. Now, that's what the Democrats were always shooting for. Bare minimum, they wanted to have their own inauguration, say that they didn't accept Trump. They said they were going to do that, remember? John Podesta, New York Times. But they stole it, declared that they'd won it in a psyop, in a confidence game. So what is Alan Dershowitz, you say what you want about him, he's a top lawyer, smart guy. What is he saying about Alito and the fact that he's come in and accelerated this appeal so that it's within the deadlines? They're shepherding the appeal up to the Supreme Court because the evidence is unbelievable. And then they're like, you know, remember just a few weeks ago, Tucker Carlson's like, we need to see the evidence. Don't just say you have it. Show it to us, Powell. And Powell's like, we're suing to try to get the damn hard drives, but we can look at the Secretary of State numbers in these states and see that 100% votes come in the middle of the night when something's shut down and you can see the statistics. We have statisticians say that's impossible. And then you have these Dominion servers decertified in other states. We need, and then Carlson's finally like, oh, I get it now. Okay, there is massive election fraud. So good for him. But that's how this is working. And so it's our job to not concede. And let me say this, and I hope you got your ears open. You got to get to D.C. this Saturday and this Sunday. I'm going to be there. Big marches, big events all over. I'm going to be at all the big marches, all the big events. I'll see you there. This is more important than what happened 3 weeks ago. You've got to have massive numbers. It's got to be even bigger. And tell everyone you know to get there. Trump has not lost. We are turning the tide. This is a psyop they're running. This is a confidence game. We got to call their bluff. The Emperor's New Clothes. Operation Toto.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best.
I talk a lot about the Stockholm Syndrome. It's something that's always happened in humans, particularly women. Of course, back in the 60s, there were cases where people were kidnapped and held by their captors, and after being held for a few months, they would become defenders of their kidnappers, servants of their kidnappers, worshippers of their kidnappers. The Milgram experiment found the same thing. The Stanford Research Institute studies found the same thing. Where U.S. universities were able to get over 90% of their graduate students to murder people if ordered to by a professor. That's an oversimplification. It's actually worse than that. I'm going to say that again. In the 60s, the psychology departments were able to get people, in one of the studies, they believed they were actually murdering people, and they would murder people with electrocution if ordered to do so by their supervisor. Now, only very immoral, sick, evil people would use psychology like this. But that's what they're doing with the mask. That's what they're doing with the lockdowns. That's what they're doing with all of this stuff, is getting the general public, their followers, to believe that they're saving the earth and believe that they had to do horrible things to do it. They are whipping up the mob, the crowd, which is extremely dangerous and will behave like psychotic piranhas if whipped into a Maoist-type force. So, what the 1960 psychology got wrong about the human capacity for evil? Look at Antifa beating men, women, and children, attacking old ladies, firebombing people, and then going, "You're Nazis," when they work for a famous Nazi collaborator. And they don't care about Apple with slave camps in China. They don't care about real atrocity. They are just low-level evil followers who want power. And they've been told by the establishment, you can do it now. This is all a revolution of evil against good people because we've taken so much of it, it's going to the next level. So what I'm going to do is, I'm a little behind, I'll get into the huge COVID news, the forced sterilization news, the incredible confirmations. This could not be more bombshell, more earth-shattering, more dangerous. And that's why they thought they'd have everybody off the air by the time they rolled this out. Why they thought they'd have their AI sensor systems to control everything. And I actually, 2+ years ago, predicted COVID, and I actually laid out the full 11-minute video. See when Alex Jones predicted COVID-19 in 2018. I'm paraphrasing the headline. We can probably pull it up. I lay out in the full video on June 17th, 2018, how they were putting in censorship kill switches that would take over news feeds if you questioned during the outbreak of disease X, and how that would be used to bring in world government and censorship. How did I call it exactly as it happened? Because I was reading disease X drill. I was reading Lockstep. I was reading the British Ministry of Report 2007. I was reading the UN's admissions. I'm reading them on air. I'm showing them to you. See, that's the thing. You tune in here. You're not getting some dude's opinion that he regurgitates from somebody else's opinion. This is original research. No one does this stuff except the enemy. And they call you dumb animals and say, Jones, they'll never listen to you. They're animals. I don't think you're animals. But regardless, I metaphysically have a responsibility to warn you and your family. Because it gets really bad. They're not just going to kill and sterilize the Africans, which is bad enough, and I'm against that. They have a plan for a fully post-human world, and they've now publicly unveiled that, no, we're getting rid of everybody. First, it was 50%, 80%, 95%. I showed you all those quotes last week where you can find them. Prince Philip wrote books about it. Ted Turner wrote books about it. Prince Charles wrote books about it. They're all saying this is the Great Reset to teach you to not have children. They're ultra-rich people that think they own the earth that are coming to kill you. Do you understand that? And their response is, see, Jones, they don't even care. Actually, there's a famous saying, no one knows who first said it, and I'll butcher it, but if their propaganda and their takeover was working, they wouldn't need to be pressing so hard to shut us up. And I just butchered it. But if their plan was working, they wouldn't need all the propaganda and censorship. It's not working. It's not going to work. It's failed. It's going to fail. John on Patmos told us that 2,000 years ago. Now, the bar owner on Staten Island who got arrested for saying they shouldn't be locked down, he got set up like they set up the Proud Boys this weekend. The major inside baseball, horrible story, and it's a microcosm of what's coming. They had a group of thugs waiting for him, vigilantes, that attacked him. And when he defended himself, the evil police, special political unit, were waiting and arrested him, and now they're trying to set him up like the Proud Boys, to put him in prison. So he's unable to come on, but his buddy is, and another business owner who owns the local jiu-jitsu club where they both train. So that's coming up. Joseph Kunenza is going to be coming on the transmission with us. So this is a big deal. All the big mega stores can be open. Your little store can't. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. That's pure authoritarianism. That's pure censorship. That's pure discrimination. Of course it is. You're like, well, that's oxymoronic. But see, Toto has to call the fraud and pull back the curtain and show the scam. That's why I call this Operation Toto. That's why going to D.C. and calling their bluff and having 2-3 million people there, not just 800,000. The Emperor's New Clothes, again. These weavers came into town who were the best. It was an allegory for the fashion industry they even had thousands of years ago. And they said only royalty can see this gold thread that we have. And when the emperor couldn't see it, and when his aides couldn't see it, they thought, well, maybe we're not royal. We better say that we do see it. And so they spin the king this robe. He gives them all the jewels and diamonds and gold. And then finally he's in a parade in his underwear. And the ministers now are naked too, because they've all are wearing the royal garb. And a three-year-old walks out and says, look, the emperor is naked. The emperor's new clothes, he's not wearing any. And that's how you counter these frauds of Trump's a Russian agent, Alex Jones is a Russian agent, Trump didn't really get elected, he's a fraud, oh, Ukraine, oh, he's this, oh, he's that, Biden is the president-elect. They're all just thinking you're stupid announcing this. And the Supreme Court is teeing it up now, but they're politically watching. And they see the evidence of fraud coming out, and they're watching how angry you are. And they're thinking, can we give this to Trump? We clearly won, and have the political rightness in it to be the right thing. So they need to see the evidence of fraud, which they're seeing. They need to see you by the millions in the streets. And if you can't be in D.C., then at your capital, even if it's one that they, quote, didn't steal. If it's a blue state, they stole it. No one likes the Democrats. No one. Biden can't get, he got 1,000 people Saturday on his stream. He did it at an event. He had like 10 people there. Trump on one stream had 250,000, 500,000 on another stream. I mean, it's a joke, folks. No one is coming out for them. I'm going to break. A lot more election fraud news coming up, but first I'm going to hit the really big news, and that is the sterilance of the vaccines, all the documents, all the proof. Just absolutely insane. Everyone's got to be tuned into this. This is the most important next hour of radio ever yet. Because it's all coming to a head. We're inside the New World Order now. And separately, I want to thank you for your support. We got great products you and your family already need. The only way we fail is if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the multivitamins and get the supplements and get the air filtration, the water filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the books, the films, the t-shirts, the high-quality Wake Up America coffee. People taste it. They go, my God, this is incredible. Yeah, we haven't raised the price on that in 5-6 years. InfoWarsStore.com, an additional 10% off, already the big discounts, with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. So whatever discount's there, you get it, and 10% on top of it. And I'm going to get over there today and think of a new special, Christmas specials, but this is the biggest we've done in the year, biggest ever, really, with the promo code PATRIOT on top of the big sales. You're habituated to sales. I understand. I get it. But get in there. Get the products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.